In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the Sunday of the Saint Gregory of Palamas. Saint Gregory, of course, has been chosen by the Church to be celebrated today because he mainly preached and explained and talked to us about that beautiful, beautiful grace of God, which actually shows in many saints and is showed in the Lord as a great, my beloved Saint Gregory had explained to us what that light was that the holy apostles saw when the Lord transfigured himself, when he had shown that he was shining more than the outshining the sun. And this is the light that came from the Lord. And this is the light of the grace of God. And this is the light that Matyevyev had saw in Saint Seraphim, if you remember, in his life. And when he looked at him, he was talking about God. All of a sudden, he looked at Saint Seraphim and he saw his face was brighter than the sun, and it was the grace of God that was shown through Saint Seraphim. Well, we don't see the light. We don't see the light, but you know who sees the light all the time? And these are, of course, the angels. The angels see the light. And who else is the enemy, the demons? They see the light. And you know, when you and I are praying from our hearts, when we are really praying, then we are also, the light is shining in us, and the demons cannot come up to us because they are scorched by that light. They cannot stand the light because they are full of darkness, and it hurts them to see the light. And this is what we have to develop. We have to develop the true prayer. The true prayer, it becomes grace-filled. And grace of God, we pray all the time in the church. We're saying, when we say the Pākhi Pākhi again and again, we pray to the Lord. We're asking that the Lord give us the grace. Through the grace we can be saved. Through the grace we can actually pray. We cannot pray without the grace of God. This only becomes empty words. But if we really try to pray and we really concentrate on our prayer, then we invoke the grace of God. And what happens is, when we have received the grace of God through our chrismation, when we were baptized and we were chrismated, we were given the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that gift of the Holy Spirit is within us. But we have to, as if like the Holy Father say, fan it through the energy. We have to want to bring out that light more and more, so to be visible. It's always there. Little tiny light is kept in there, the Lord, so they will not go out, as long as we do not transgress too much. And if we do transgress and we repent of it, then the light is going to be there. Remember then the 50th Psalm, when the King David says let the Lord make my heart to be clean and not take away from the grace of God from me. And after he has committed a great sin, yet he begged the Lord not to take away the grace of God. Well, this is what it is with us. We have the grace of God in us, but we have to show that we love the Lord. And by showing the love for the Lord, wanting to have the union with him, the grace of God is being then opened up like, and it's flourishing, and it's engulfing our whole system. And when that happens, then the enemy can't approach us, and then we can truly pray. Then the real prayer comes, and then the enlargement of the heart becomes so much that we can engulf in that heart everybody in the world, and not only those that we love, which are naturally our relatives or close ones, but we engulf everybody in that heart. And there is no place in the heart could be you have any kind of an enmity. me or any kind of bad feeling towards anybody. And there's no way we can hold a grudge, my beloved. And this is what the grace of God does. And so St. Gregory Palamas is showing us that we have to go after that grace, after the light of God that is going to engulf us and so that we'll be able to be fearsome for the enemy. An enemy will not be able to come and tempt us with all kinds of sins and the satisfaction of our bodies and to break the law of God. And the Lord, our Lord, is the light, is everything, is love, and the love. And the love is a warm light, a light that is brighter than the sun, what the Lord has showed to his disciples. And he wants us to partake of some of that light. He wants us to be able to be filled with that light as the saints have done. But that's why we're having the great Lent. That's why we're going to struggle and we have to try to fight and we have to clean up our act and you get rid of all the things that are kind of dampening the light and putting shades on the light so that it will not be seen. My beloved, and let's open our heart to the Lord and let's really come out to the Lord and looking at the Lord and loving him with all our heart, and so that in our heart the light is going to shine more and more, and we will be able to rejoice with the Lord in the second coming, and we'll be able to see the light that is going to enlighten us and continue to enlighten us more and more, and we'll be able to see more and more beautiful things. You know, if you're living and sitting in the darkness, you can't see anything. But even with this visible light of the sun or lamps and so on, you start to see some things. And so we're still living in quite a darkness compared to the light that we will have in the kingdom of heaven. Then everything will become so clear, and it's going to be easy for us to see and to be able to glorify God and thank him for all the things that he had created, and the joy is going to be never ending. And this is what we want to strive for, and while we're developing our spiritual self during this great Lent, we will hopefully attain the resurrection of the Lord and be able to rejoice in it and shout with the great joy to the Lord that he has risen, and to each other, and be able to be like Saint Seraphim, who has said, "Joy, my joy, Christ is risen." That's how he addressed everybody, because he really felt the joy of seeing a human being that was created in the image and likeness of God. But to do that, to be in the likeness of God, then we have to work on ourselves to clean up our act. So let's work on it even more fervently so that we will attain that wonderful, wonderful light of God's love. Amen.